Today's question is about eagle's arms. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Linda, and she says, Dear Melissa, oh my gosh, those are the, what are they called again? Blue herons, right above me. She says, I need help with my eagle arms. Maybe we'll call them blue heron arms for today. I don't seem to be able to do this. Can you suggest some modifications? So in the show notes, I'm actually going to link to another blog post we did about a year ago with three different modifications for eagle's pose, the whole pose. But today I'm going to show you six modifications for eagle's arms. I love these questions because they help me to get creative. Okay, so six different modifications for eagle's arms. Are you ready? The first one, well, first I'll show you eagle's arms. You bring your right arm up, you hook your left arm underneath it, and then you bring your palms together. That would be full eagle's arms, and lots of people have trouble doing the full expression of this pose. So we're going to look at the intention behind this pose. The intention behind this pose is to get a really nice stretch between your shoulder blades at the back. That's what it's really nice for. So first of all, you can bring your elbows and palms together. That's one expression of this pose. Another one is to hook your elbows, so bring your arm underneath and just bring the backs of your palms together. The next one is to, if you can kind of get towards the full expression or even a partial expression, to hook and keep your elbows in closer to your body and lower down. That'll make it easier. So close to your body and lower down. That's a nice one way to do it too. Another one is to give yourself a hug instead. That's West Coast Eagle's arms. Instead of hug a tree, hug yourself. Okay, another one is bring your left arm across and hook your right arm underneath so you're still getting a shoulder stretch. Then of course you would do this on either side. And then, so that's five, and you can also use a strap. So if you can't just quite reach, then you can use a strap for the part that you can't reach. Okay, so that's my six variations of eagle's arms. I'm sure all of you creative, awesome, wise, wonderful people out there have more variations of eagle's arms. So I'd love to hear them. Leave them in the comments below. And thank you, Linda, for a great question. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.